Child labor is defined as any work performed by a child under the age of 18 that is likely to interfere with the child's compulsory education or to be harmful to the child's health or physical, mental, or moral or social development. So we therefore always have to look very carefully into each specific work situation to decide whether a work is actually child labor or whether it is acceptable work. And moreover, a lot of what is termed acceptable work can actually be very beneficial because it might contribute in a poverty context to increased income in the household, to increased food security, but also very important in the livestock context. Tasks that children undertake can be important for learning agricultural skills, livestock skills. If a work is very hazardous, this is a very important dimension to look at. So we need to undertake a specific risk assessment to really clearly identify how harmful is it for the child to, for example, use a guide, an oxen, for example, for plowing, which has inherent risks. So that can be an example for hazardous work, one of the so-called worst forms of child labor. The report calls on different sets of stakeholders to take action. There is a clear need for research institutions and academia to do much more research into this understudied sector on child labor in the livestock sector. So to have more information, knowledge, data on the nature, scope, and risks of children working in the livestock sector. But more importantly, also to look more into solutions that are workable, in particular with regard to the education. We know there are some innovative approaches that have been used, like, for example, mobile schools, livestock farmer field schools, pastoralist type of farmer field schools, but they have not been used enough, and we also don't have enough information on the impact on how and on how suitable they actually are in a specific context. So that would be one of the recommendations towards more the research and institutions and academia. National governments, for example, are of course another major stakeholder since they shape the legal and the political framework for reduction of child labor in the livestock sector. And governments have to create an enabling environment where we can find some sustainable solutions to the child labor. Child labor is largely caused by poverty situations, and governments have to therefore help to improve access and incentives for education, in particular in remote areas among pastoralist societies. We do not have schools available. Sometimes their curricula is not relevant to the pastoralist type of life. The curriculum is maybe not perceived as being relevant by parents or guardians of children. So there are a lot of barriers why actually, in particular in pastoralist societies, parents decide to not send their children to school because they perceive maybe the education offered is of poor quality. They maybe see that there are limited possibilities of transition to higher levels of education after primary school. And so there are a number of education-related issues that are highly, highly relevant to address. There are other stakeholders like producers, employers, worker organizations, pastoralist societies. They have a very important role to play with regards to awareness raising and campaigning against child labor in the livestock sector.